There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Day.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, thank you for the phone calls, friends, but you got to stick to the topic. 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I also wanted to give you a shout-out and just say thank you very much for making us the number one radio show for the last 3 years over at Genesis Communication Networks. We do appreciate that. We really do. On Saturdays, that is, and during the week, we've been with Genesis Communication, I believe, 3 years going on four now, and we have been, we've been placing probably second place, and again, we just appreciate it. We're flattered. We really are, and we know why people are listening, because we're hitting the issues that people need to hear. And I know for the most part, through omission, the conservatives haven't been talking about the most important things and the most important topics that need to be dealt with. They're pushovers, they're capitulators. They're giving it a pass, and giving it a pass, friends, are the very things that are destroying this country, and I intend to do just the exact opposite. So, in saying that, folks, I just wanted to again tell you thank you very much for your support in every single way possible. I was just talking about Alina Kagan. Folks, simply put, she is the fox in the chicken coop. She never judged a case a day in her life, and people do need to understand, as Mr. Oh, my goodness, friends. I just told some folks during the break, I'm so burdened by what's going on in this. I literally right now, I could cry just because of my love for this country and what the American people are just playing and being passive with. It's just incredible. It is incredible to me. And Steny Hoyer, I mean, what he said, sodomites are endowed by God with right to marry. I mean, folks, he can just watch his life. It's going to spin out of control. And we see what happens when people do that. Remember when the little whore herself, well, the two whores, Madonna and the other little whore, they were actually on television kissing each other. And for the whole world to see, that's when they began to push homosexual marriage on a worldwide basis. It wasn't just in America. I'm talking about Britney Spears. And interestingly enough, what was it, a couple months later, she was on the front page of every magazine. And it said right across the front, with a shaved head, mentally ill, her life just went out of control. Because again, God is a merciful God, and God doesn't have pleasure in the death of the wicked in any sense of the word. But friends, when you stand against the very laws that God gives to protect life so we can pursue happiness, when we demean them, when we begin to step upon them, you have no idea. It's like when Jesus went to Jerusalem and said, "Why do you stone the prophets that are sent to you? Had you known," he said, "I've come to protect you." That is the heart of the prophetic, by the way. It's very protecting to the foolish, to the unspiritual, to the carnal. It looks like they're a bunch of dictators. Nope. They're just sticking to the word. They're just sticking to the foundation. They're the ones that are saying, let's go back to the old past. Let's not go to the new ones, because the new ones are the bad news. Remember, the Lord said in the book of Proverbs to stay away from those that are given to change. We don't want the change, because change doesn't bring us what we want. Now, everybody in America fell for it, and 7 years later, everybody's saying, take your change with you, concerning this criminal in the White House. Well, it's a little late for that, but I can tell you this. If America was willing to stand up and actually deal with this criminal administration on so many fronts, by the way, that's all you'd have to do is just go to the very root of the tree, lay the axe to it, and everything that he has done is completely undone. Now, people do need to understand that they still have the power to do that. But yet you go to a conservative outlet, you go to Facebook, you go to all your conservative friends, they're all giving power to the enemy for some reason. And I've never understood it. And I'm simply telling you, America, you have the power, because you are the law, to deal with crime in this country. I was going to bring up a point, but what we'll do is just jump over to Alina Kagan here. Alina Kagan is the former dean of students at Harvard, and contrary to Harvard's founding models, listen to this, did you know this? The founding models for Harvard were for Christ and the church and for the glory of Christ. And by the way, it's still inscripted up on the walls if you'd like to go see it. Kagan is known for queerifying Harvard. Look at her. I mean, here, you have the woman acting like the boy and the boy acting like the woman. Okay? Now, during her tenure, her time in servitude, she did the following. Alina Kagan, who sits as the Supreme Court Justice, which folks, is hysterical. It's shameful. But again, just keep in mind who appointed her and who allowed it, or who allotted her appointment there. Both sides of the aisle. Never judged a case a day in her life, but she's there waiting for this case, said Steny Hoyer, to go to the high court. High? No, to the base court. Kagan hired former ACLU lawyer William Rubenstein to teach queer legal theory, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender blank, it says, the F word, friends, involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. It's always aimed at the young people. The motto for NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, and their slogan during gay pride parades, friends across America, are sex before eight, before two, it's too late. Okay. Kagan also hired other radicals, a lesbian and a transsexual, to teach transgender law courses, as well as Cass Sunstein, this guy's a piece of work, who has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. Everything contrary to heaven, friends. Kagan viciously attacked our military in opposition to Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Pay attention to the name. Even banning military recruiters from coming on campus. Kagan's attempt to ban the recruiters was unsuccessful, and even after losing her legal campaign, she encouraged students to continue protesting them, regardless of what the law said. Regardless of what the judge demanded. Okay? Kagan's radical activism on campus was so toxic that there was even a campaign to make the entire university trans-inclusive, using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy to spew gender confusion among students on campus. See, they hold the shield, but friends, you need to pay attention to the spear. Alina Kagan has never judged a case a day in her life, as I said, yet Obama, unqualified for office himself, never ran a candy store a day in his life, friends, but yet America stands back, calls them all sorts of names, as those in the White House that are sitting back are actually looking at the American people, laughing at you as they destroy your country. So, for some reason, Barack Hussein Obama, again, unqualified for office himself, has seen fit to qualify Alina Kagan and her place on the Supreme Court bench. And by the way, just in time for the court to review homosexual marriage. Did you hear what I said? All right. Well, we've covered that topic. And what I'm going to do is, right when I come back, I'm going to play what Ted Cruz said concerning the recent affirmation and confirmation of the new Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, which is none other than Eric Holder in the skirt. I'm going to come right back to that in a minute.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Again, thank you for the phone calls, friends. But again, don't know how many times I need to relay this or convey this message. Stick to the topic, please. We're shifting gears now. We're talking about Loretta Lynch's affirmation as the new, well, Attorney General, who was so honored to stand in the office of the criminal himself, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder, who's responsible for Fast and Furious and all of his other crimes towards we the people. As she stated, she was also very proud to be serving as the first black African-American woman. And on top of that, she was also very proud and very honored to serve under the first black African-American president, the criminal-in-chief himself. Loretta Lynch, for those that did not know, during her hearings, her inquisition, not only refused to answer questions, but also stated that she would not, basically, and I'll let Ted Cruz say it for himself, that there would be no restraints on the office of the President of the United States in any sense of the word. Now, when I first heard this, I just said, America, we're going into a new phase of judgment. And as I've said so many times, friends, just pay attention to what we're talking about, and you'll understand why so many other radio stations and contributors listening to the radio station, this one, Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com, because they know that we're ahead of the game and what'll happen, and just like I said, you're in for a new stage of lawlessness, heavier judgment. Things are going to get worse. They're not going to get better because what you just did, America, by allowing Loretta Lynch to be confirmed as the next Attorney General, you are exchanging tyranny for tyranny. It's been said that Loretta Lynch is none other than former U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder in a skirt. So, without further ado, here's one of those I told you so's. I say that not arrogantly. I say that with a sad countenance and a heavy heart. I really do. But when I'm on something, I know I'm on something. And keep in mind as well that Bill Clinton's administration, his criminal administration, actually appointed Loretta Lynch back in the 90s. Okay? And as I've said over the last week as well, Barack Hussein Obama's administration is the Clinton's administration tried and true, and that's why they're trying to throw everything and sweep everything under the carpet concerning the Clinton crimes right now, because Hillary wants to step up to the plate and take back what's hers. And again, keep in mind, these all have been pointed by the same administration. They're still there, and these people are tried and true in their crimes. And folks, I want you to understand that they are empowering themselves against you, the people. You do need to understand that. And if you want to talk about the issue of racism ever, friends, which, by the way, was given by Trotsky under Stalin's regime, it was only used as a word to browbeat dissenters. Folks, I'm telling you what, you're seeing the greatest of all racists, if there was one, in the White House, along with his attorney general. And I fear, friends, that you're seeing the same thing concerning this new appointee. Because, folks, you need to take a look at her. She looks like a bulldog, but I also want to let you know that she can be removed just as simply as anybody else can if you're willing to see it through. That's really what it comes down to. Sam, why don't you go ahead and play this? This is from Ted Cruz. Love him or hate him, but I'll tell you what, friends, he hit the nail right on the head with this one.
I wanted to support this nomination. I wanted to see a new attorney general who'd be faithful to the law, but her answers made that impossible. And I would note, there is a difference. Eric Holder began disregarding the Constitution and laws after he was confirmed as Attorney General. Ms. Lynch has told the Senate that's what she's going to do. And that means each and every one of us bears responsibility. In my view, no senator can vote for this confirmation consistent with his or her oath, given the answers that are given. And I would note a particular onus falls on the new Republican majority. For several months, I've called on the Republican majority to block the confirmation of President Obama's executive and judicial nominees other than vital national security positions unless and until the president rescinds his lawless amnesty. I'm sorry to say the majority leadership has been unwilling to do so. The Republican majority, if it so chose, could defeat this nomination, but the Republican majority has chosen to go forward.
The Republican
majority. And allow
Loretta
Lynch to be confirmed. I would note there are more than a few voters back home that are asking what exactly is the difference between a Democratic and Republican majority when the exact same individual gets confirmed as Attorney General promising the exact same lawlessness.
Yep.
What's the difference?
Amen.
That's a question each of us will have to answer to our constituents when we come home. In my view, the obligation of every senator to defend the Constitution is front and center why we are here. We have a nominee who has told the United States Senate she is unwilling to impose any limits whatsoever.
Unthinkable.
On the authority of the President of the United States. In the next 20 months, we are sadly going to see more and more lawlessness, more regulatory abuse, yeah, more abuse of power, more executive lawlessness. Now more than ever, we need an Attorney General with the integrity and faithfulness of law to stand up to the president. Attorneys from both parties, Republican and Democrat, have done so. When credible allegations of wrongdoing by Richard Nixon were raised, his attorney general, Elliot Richardson, appointed a special prosecutor, Archibald Cox, to investigate regardless of partisan politics.
Which is about pedophilia,
likewise,
by the way.
Likewise, when credible allegations of wrongdoing by Bill Clinton arose, his attorney general, Janet Reno, a Democrat, appointed Robert Fisk, the independent counsel, to investigate those allegations.
The fox in the chicken coop.
Eric Holder has been unwilling to demonstrate that same faithfulness to law, and unfortunately, Ms. Lynch has told the Senate she, too, is unwilling to do so. For that reason, I urge all of my colleagues to vote no on cloture and to insist on an attorney general who will uphold her oath to the Constitution and to the people of the United States of America.
I mean, friends, this is just unthinkable. This is unthinkable. An attorney general that will fail to put checks and balances on those that violate law in government. What is her purpose? You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of a mall cop. You walk up to a mall cop and say, hey, where's your sidearm? I don't have one. And then you look at him and say, well, what's your purpose? Well, if anything goes down, then I call the cops. Wait a second. If anything goes down, Loretta Lynch, then you call the very one committing the crime against the people? What happened to checks and balances? What happened to limited government, friends? Do you see, America, what is transpiring here in the face of the American people? By the way, I want to let you know this right before the next break. Did you also catch the fact that there's a Republican majority? How many times have I stated that there is no difference between the left and the right? They're beginning to talk the right way. I just hope, America, for your sake and my sake, it's not too late in the game, in which I believe it doesn't. We still have the freedom to do the right thing. I do believe that. They want you to believe it's a lot worse than it really is. And rest assured, they do. But I also want you to go to the other side of what I'm saying right now and don't stand lest you fall in the face of a just and a holy God. Either we're going to learn the lesson, and the way that we know that we've learned the lesson is by righting the wrongs, or we're not. And judgment's going to go every step further down the road where things are going to get worse. And that's exactly what I've been saying. And Ted comes right in behind me yesterday, and he said exactly verbatim what I've been telling the people for months on the radio show. And now all of a sudden we got all these appointees just in time. And by the way, we heard from Valerie Jarrett, Barack Hussein Obama's mama, the Iranian Muslim, in the White House who calls the shots and tells baby Obama, baby Satoru, what pants he's going to wear that day, that we have judges already in place. And it's payback time to those that have rejected us or stood against us. Well, you don't have to worry about that, friends, because, again, it was the Republicans that came in and actually confirmed Loretta Lynch. Attorney General Eric Holder with a skirt that's honored to be there under two criminals, she said. She's also known, I'm going to pull some stuff up in just a couple minutes, friends, Loretta Lynch's office seized over $904 million in asset forfeitures in 2013. I'll explain that when we get back. And I'll also name those senators that actually affirmed and confirmed for appointed place right when we come back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-233-0747.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just played a piece by none other than Ted Cruz, talking about the confirmation of Loretta Lynch, Attorney General Eric Holder, with a skirt on. Isn't that funny, guys? Yeah, to the demise of the America that we know, once again, and that's what they mean to do. That's why they're appointing and empowering individuals in government today that work not for the people, but for their pimps. And there's special interest groups. And that's really what it comes down to, friends. I wanted to let you know that Kelly Elliott from New Hampshire, she voted for it. Orrin Hatch, Utah, he voted for it. Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, he voted for it. Her affirmation. Susan Collins, Maine, she voted for it. Jeff Flake, Arizona, he voted for it. Mark Kirk, Illinois, he voted for it. Rob Portman, Ohio, he voted for it, the affirmation and confirmation of Loretta Lynch. Thad Corcoran, Mississippi. Ron Johnson, Wisconsin. Mitch McConnell. By the way, Mitch McConnell, friends, just so you understand that these are all compromised individuals, you really do need to understand that. And they're allied. This is WWF at its very worst. But again, now they're beginning to become more emboldened to show you who they really are because they're not working for the people any longer. Matter of fact, we just had one representative the other day say that, as a matter of fact, I believe it was Ted Cruz that said the Republican Party is not going to listen to America. Did you hear what he said? The Republican Party is not going to listen to the American people. And by the way, I didn't omit the Democrats for any particular reason, but I just want you to understand that this is a constitutional republic. But these are all the people that have voted to confirm, to go along, to get along, because they're compromised, and rest assured they're doing it because they're either told that they need to do it to be a part of the game, or you better do it. Or else we're going to expose you for who you are. And that is nothing new under the sun. But folks, I want to also highlight that Mitch McConnell, not too far back, a couple months back, his family was busted with 90 pounds of cocaine on their family boat. And I also want to tell you on a firsthand level that I've known people concerning those that work in government. For some reason, it's like they were unknown and now they're known. It's like they went from just, you know, an average Joe to now they're some superstar that are in the limelight and everybody knows who they are. And for some reason, they think they just went from, you know, normal citizen, American citizen like you and me to now I'm the one that rules the roost and everybody's got to come to me and wait upon me for me to make my decision as to what I'm going to do. That's how these people act. I remember I gave the prayer at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, had an acquaintance who has been out to my house, had dinner with us and everything. And a really super, super cool guy, down-to-earth kind of a guy. He is running for a position in the state of Minnesota. He won. Folks, I kid you negative. The day that he won, when I seen him at the Capitol, that was not the same guy that was at my house having dinner. They were walking up the stairs like they were some movie star, rock star, demigod that now was above the people rather than a servant to the people. I mean, it's almost like some accomplishment now to become some form of representative, because once I get there, then I can go ahead and violate law. And furthermore, I can even become very wealthy. I know I go in broke, like Harry Reid and Pelosi and the such, and I come out and I'm worth millions. They just saved up all their money, friends. It's not that they've been selling America down the river, no. But I do want you to understand. I want to give you another analogy, or actually another a bit of a fact here concerning these that represent we the people. I actually got an article out there where I went online and I pulled up the crimes of the Republican Party, the pedophilia, the incest, the adultery, the bankruptcy, the murder. The crimes were horrendous. And by the way, they were greater than what I found over on the left. Did you hear what I said? They were greater than what I found over on the Democratic Party. Because these are the people that put the front up. Keep in mind that it was the Pharisees that crucified Christ. Keep in mind that it was the Pharisees that put up to the people that they were God's seed, Abraham's seed. Yet Jesus told us to beware of both sides. He said, beware of the leaven, the sin of, the doctrine of the Herodians, doctrine of government. And he said, beware of the leaven, a symbolic of sin, in some sense of the word, which this is exactly how it means to be defined out, that you are to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. The hypocrites, the pretenders, the false doctrine of the professed Christians. You got to walk right down the center of that road. And that's exactly what I mean to do every time I'm on the radio. So that's why I'm doing my homework and I'm pulling the curtain back. And if you go to John 15, here is the love of Christ. This is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Why did the world hate you, Christ? Because I testified against the deeds of the world that they're evil. And I uncovered them for who they were. That's why he was crucified. I'm highlighting what others are unwilling to highlight. Because they've got some position to hold, or they've got some sponsors to appease. Well, I'm not in it for that. I'm not here preaching the word of man. I'm here preaching the word of God as it is in truth. And we all know truth demands a response, because if you don't respond to the truth given, friends, you're going to be destroyed at length. So those are the people that voted for the affirmation of Loretta Lynch. I also wanted to let you know that Loretta Lynch's office seized over $904 million in asset forfeitures in 2013. I mean, folks, this is almost like medieval stuff. Okay, you ready for this? The government can seize your property, cash, jewelry, cars, and even your home without charging or convicting you with a crime. Baloney. But this is what they want you to believe. The racket is called civil asset forfeiture. So in such cases, the government proceeds directly against your property, Okay, steals it away. An individual doesn't need to be convicted of a crime, so criminal procedure doesn't apply. And because the forfeiture is against the property, the owner is a third party claimant in related court proceedings. So in other words, they mean to make null and void your Fifth and your 14th Amendment rights. In other words, legalized version of thievery from the government. That's all they have to do is say, hey, I think you did this. I think you did that. That's all they have to do is accuse you. And Loretta's made a lot of money for her buddies, didn't she? It kind of reminds me of the corrupt sitting at the table of the Caesars, or of the kings, namely King Herod, those that had estates. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of Braveheart as well, as, you know, we needed the nobles because they had the castles and the lands and the estates, so on and so forth. No, friends, wait. What our end aim here is, first of all, is for Christ to be crowned, number one. Number two is we want our freedom. And this is not freedom. And if you ever notice how more the American people have become demoralized, the more the government has usurped their authority over the people. Have you ever noticed that? That's why our forefathers worried about giving up our virtue and our morality. But yet this is what the state-controlled media pushes, along with this corrupt government, on the American people: immoralization. They want to demoralize you because they want to rule the roost. So friends, what is it that we need to see? We also see that Loretta Lynch is a racist, if you want to use that word. And folks, they mean to place somebody there that's against the white folks in America. They mean to do that, because what they do is they call you names. Well, again, through totalitarian methods, there it is again. That's really what it comes down to. They pull your hair, they smack your face, and then they cry victim. I mean, now we got black kids in colleges across the United States actually saying, stepping on the American flag, saying, you enslaved us, you enslaved us, you enslaved us. No. You were sold by your tribe leaders in Africa to those that were willing to buy you. And is slavery an abomination? Absolutely it is. No question about it. There is two forms of slavery in the Bible. When you owed a debt, or you must pay back a debt. Okay? So you can either work it off voluntarily, or you're going to work it off by force. You're going to pay it back. But it's just absolutely amazing to me how all these people are being placed into power. Placed into power, and they're people of color. And we have the state-controlled media playing it out like black people are subject to being treated different in this country. Yet every time I walk into a restaurant, I can look up at the TV and I can see the players that are being played are paid millions of dollars. A good majority of them are black players. I don't care if it's baseball. I don't care if it's football. I don't care if it's basketball. And friends, I want to tell you from firsthand experience, namely from my black guitar player. Hey, friends. I don't see anything working against the blacks. I see everything working for them. I see a favor there for the black people right now, which is cool. It's great. I see nothing wrong with it. But when people want to start resurrecting things like the Sharptons of the world and the Barack Hussein Obamas of the world and the Attorney General Eric Holders of the world and the Loretta Lynches of the world because they want to get back at the white people, I got a serious problem with that. Because black power is just as dangerous as white power. They want to do now to white people, what white people did to them 50 and 60 and 70 and 80 years ago, that doesn't belong to this generation. I'm sick and tired of it, friends. And for the record, I don't see what they're talking about from firsthand experience. I have as many black friends as I have black preacher friends and black guitar players and black conservative friends on the West Coast. Hey, folks, it doesn't matter what color you are, but they're trying to make it an issue of color so they can divide and conquer the people. Now, folks, I said what I wanted to do is I wanted to get over the Clintons. Just go ahead and download the podcast from last week. And just if you get some time, go to the Clinton Chronicles. Hillary and the Clintons are being popped again for another scandal, scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. So if you want to check that out, please do that for the sake of time. I want to come back and I want to play Ed Schultz going now after the president. You can check it out.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check us out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. It's our media outsource page. As David prayed, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. In other words, let me say it this way to you. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. But you got to do the doing before you can expect the results. As promised, for the sake of time, wow, those 2 hours flew. Going to Ultra Lib Ed Schultz. Folks, I don't want to give these time. I don't want to try to help these guys along. This guy's a real, for a better way of saying it, he's a real scumbag. He's got a rotten mouth because he's got a rotten, filthy heart. He's a reporter that works, a news anchor, if that's what you want to call him. He's a communist is really what he comes down to being, is really what he is. He's a news anchor for MSNBC. He's a spin doctor for MSNBC. And what I shared with you just a couple days ago, and here we have it again, and it just popped up today, is the fact that, you know, Bugsy Siegel, he was in the mob in the 30s. If you ever go online to check out some of his pictures, folks, they got rid of him in a very horrific way. He said about the mob, he said, you never have to worry about the mob killing you. He said, we only kill our own. And I've said this over and over and over again for those that mean to ally themselves with the covenant of hell or ally themselves in some ungodly fashion or immoral fashion, that sooner or later they're going to turn on their own, and they always do. But here we have Ed Schultz, who goes off on Obama, invites him to go face-to-face. And I want you to listen to what he says. He says, I've carried your water. I've done your biddings, O Master Obama. I've done all that you've commanded me to do, Master Obama. But you know what? This one's just too far. Okay? I want you to check this out. Here's Ed Schultz from MSNBC turning on the president.
That creates some controversy because it's important. And one of those policies right now that I'm focused on is new trade agreements with other countries. And if you were watching MSNBC and all this stuff, and you're thinking, oh, man, well, you know, I love Obama, but what's going on here? So I want to set the record straight here. I want everybody to be clear about what we're doing, because I believe in what I'm doing here.
Well, Mr. President, I want you to know that I believe in what I'm doing. And if you can prove to the American people that there will not be a depression of wages, if you can prove to the American people that this will create jobs, if you want to go face to face with me, President Obama, I'm ready to go, because I have the facts. Okay. On this deal, the president's wrong and I'm right. The president is telling the American people that every union in this country is wrong. And I can tell you that every union in this country has been around longer than President Obama when it comes to trade deals and having to live with them.
And this not just unions, Ed, not just unions. Yeah. You got many, many environmental organizations that have deep concerns with this agreement as well.
Okay. Senator Bernie Sanders, I'm sorry to interrupt the interview.
That's
I appreciate how courteous you were in allowing us to do that, but we wanted to take the president live.
Good.
Thanks so much, Senator. Appreciate it.
Here we go.
President Obama, a word from this broadcaster to you. Put my credibility up against any broadcaster in this country. I supported you big time. I was the first liberal talker to support you. I've carried your water big time when it comes to health care. I've carried your water on the economy and defending your move on the automobile industry. But, Mr. President, you can take shots at this network, but I guarantee you, you are wrong on this, and you cannot prove to the American people. This is not about generic talk that we have to think about the global economy and the cats out of the bag and everything else. American workers will suffer if this deal goes through. And, Mr. President, your recovery of the economy, the automobile industry, and health care will not be your legacy. It will be what you're doing to the very people who put you in office. Had you not had the unions, you'd have never beat John McCain. Had you not had the unions, you'd have never beat Mitt Romney. And now you're turning your back on these people, trying to convince them that they got to do this phony trade deal that's going to ship jobs overseas. I'd love to talk to you face-to-face, Mr. President.
Do you see how this works, friends? Those that dig the hole, Scripture tells us that they themselves will fall into the hole. When you look at dictatorships of the past, this is exactly, and for all of you radicals that listen to me every day of the week, and I know that you do, because you've got nothing better to do with your time, but I do appreciate you listening. I told you. Because what happens is you empower tyrants and dictator wannabes to get to the position where they want to be. Then guess what they do? They don't need you anymore. See, that's not how the God of Israel deals with his kids. He upholds them. He protects them. He supports them. He feeds them. He causes them to flourish. Is that what's happening here? Nope. He's turning on his own because he doesn't have a need for you anymore. And see, he's coming down to the end of his presidency, his criminality against the American people. And now those that have been carrying the water, don't ever say that Bradley Dean didn't tell you that this was going to happen. And if you give this administration half a crack at even taking it a step further, and you look at dictators of the past, guess what they do, friends? They oust the people that they used. And that's exactly what this administration means to do on the way up. He's doing it where he's allotted to do it, and where he's told by his pimps, President Barack Hussein Obama, his pimps, what he can do, he's doing it. But they do it little by little, incrementally, during a siege, taking over. But I am so happy, once again, I told you so, but here you have MSNBC coming back, scolding the president, basically saying, now you're throwing us under the bus? Wait, we were the ones that helped you. No, I know that. He just wants the power. It's not about money to him. It's about the power. Now I did hear in this conversation Mr. Ed Schultz from MSNBC also talking about how the president's talking about a global economy. I didn't know that American economy was to set the stage or be the forerunners for setting a global economy. And the only way that we could do that is, again, by paying attention to what the President of the United States said when he blurted the truth out in his confusion. This isn't about the American economy. This is about a global economy because they're trying to establish a new world order by creating the chaos that they themselves are responsible for creating. Have Americans figured this much out yet? I believe you have. But see, to those that are at MSNBC, to those that are at CNN, ABC, you're all being used, you stinking goats. You're being used as a bunch of goats. That's it. They'll get rid of you when they don't need you anymore. And that's exactly what you're beginning to see, because he's on his way out the door. He don't need you anymore. And then we're going to hear the promises of the next president. And then what happens is they get inaugurated into the position of being the president of the United States. And then they turn on the American people. We've seen this for so many years, friends. When is enough enough? Because I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. But again, even to those that would call me their enemies, I'm not trying to be your enemy. I'm trying to love on you in the truth. It's just the truth that you hate. I told you so.
Well, a hearty amen to all that. And you don't need me to tell you, if you've been listening to the show today and every other day of the week here this week, that you are not going to find this kind of truth out there on the mainstream media level, on many sorts of levels. We're here speaking forth the truth because it's in our hearts to preserve, protect, defend our country against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, and to preach the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And for those of you who support our ministry, we want to say thank you so much. Sincerely from our hearts, we could not do what we do without your support. For our new listeners out there, we've got many new affiliates in the past couple weeks who have maybe just tuned into the Sons of Liberty. Go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Yeah. You can make a secure donation to support what we're doing, getting out there seeking and saving that which is lost. And for those of you that say, hey, I want to be a son or daughter of Liberty, where I partner together with you on a monthly basis to give what I can to make sure this message spreads like wildfire throughout this country. We've got so many good products at our store. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the store button. We've got brand new Virtue t-shirts for all you ladies out there. No, Mother's Day is coming up here before too long. Check them out. Sparkly on the front and sparkling on the back with a message of truth about what virtue is, straight from Proverbs 31. So check out our new addition to the store, both in pink and blue, on sonsoflibertyradio.com. We want to say thank you so much for those who do support us, and know that without you, again, we could not do that which we do. We're planning on being out in Arizona coming up here next month. We've got lots of good things in the works and moving forward. And for those of you that say, listen, I would like to bring you to my community as well, please do call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Check out the websites. We appreciate your support. And if you have not yet...
Thank you for all the orders, too, by the way, that have been rolling in.
We've got so many orders on the Sons of Liberty mugs, the Junkyard Prophet package,
T-shirts,
our CDs, so many good things. We had another one for a DVD today, our My War documentary series, which is continually being aired on Dove Television. Thank you so much. Check out the website. There's so many good things there just for you.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Longevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that after as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the ultimate enzymes from longevity. I'd be making sure I was taking it with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.